Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Martha Poland, and she's an occupational therapist and activity director. Good morning to you, Martha.
Good morning.
Martha, I saw an article in the newspaper about you with this cute little dog called Chip. So I thought, oh, I want to talk to Martha. And I think a lot of people want to talk to you when you have Chip with you.
Oh, yeah.
Chip is an icebreaker, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's find
one greeted.
Yes, find out a little more about your background, Martha. How did you get interested in occupational therapy? How did you get interested in using an animal in occupational therapy? A little bit of background.
Well, when I was going to college, I'd started in accounting, but in the summers and that, I worked at New Hope Village in Carroll, and I just got interested in working with people with disabilities, and my brother had suggested physical therapy. So I had gone for a two-year associate in physical therapy, and I really liked it, but wanted to go a little further. So I did occupational therapy just to expand my background. Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, I think everybody kind of knows physical therapy, but kind of define a short definition of occupational therapy.
Well, occupational therapy, we work with the arms and more upper extremities, and fine motor, like with the hand, but also things that you do to get through your day, like mm-hmm. dressing and eating, or with kids, play, mm-hmm. things like that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty practical stuff that you need to do.
Yep, it's all functional.
Yes. And where all do you work, Martha? I know you're not just in one location.
Well, I cover the two hospitals, Audubon County Hospital and Guthrie County Hospital, and then I do public health and home health care, and then I do go into some nursing homes and a couple schools.
Okay. Now, when you go to school, is that a part of public health, or is it fairly easy for you to go from one of those places to another place? You know, or I'm sure there's some paperwork involved, but otherwise, you know, are people pretty generous in saying, hey, Martha's coming, and we're glad she's here?
Yeah, there's, I used to work for the Area Education Agency, but now it's all medically based,
mm-hmm.
and so it's not exactly working for the school, it's doing an outpatient,
okay.
being in the area.
Okay. So you really work for all ages, from very young children to the very elderly?
Yep, the oldest I've worked with has been 101, and the youngest has been 5 days old.
Oh my goodness, that's really covering the age,
yep.
Oh my. So, let's talk a little about Chip. How did you meet Chip? How did you get Chip?
Well, I got Chip because my brother and my friend, his ex-wife, had three puppies, and they were trying to talk me into a puppy, and I decided I wanted to work with a dog in occupational therapy also. So my sister-in-law did a lot of research and found the right breed, decided on a Shih Tzu because they're so mild-mannered and they don't shed a lot, and so that was good for the allergies and that, and they work good with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, she went and she interviewed a lot
mm-hmm.
of the breeders and found just the right puppy. He was 5 months old when I got him, so like the potty training was already done, the real hard part for me.
But then you just kind of bonded.
Well, we did, yeah, because they offered, you know, that if I ended up getting him and I didn't want him, that they would take him because they would be interested in a fourth dog. And but, yeah, I had him about 3 minutes, and I was like, nope, you can't have him.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's pretty special.
Yes. Well, and another thing I see with this breed, too, is he's small, so easy to carry around and maybe not so scary for people also.
Yeah. He's 14 pounds, and he's smaller than a lot of cats. He's not real fond of cats because they're bigger than he is.
Yeah.
He's kind of scared of them.
Now, one of the things in the picture that I saw, he's all dressed up in his gown and his little slippers and so on. Is that required when you're going into the hospital areas?
Well, each facility I have has their own policy in place because they have to know he's coming and, you know, he's got to be up to date on his shots and be clean and all that at every place he goes. But that picture is actually at Audubon Hospital, and when people come in to Audubon to begin with, they do an isolation when they're first there, when they come from another hospital. And so everybody has to gown and glove, including Chip.
All right. And he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind doing that?
Well, he sort of minds. He doesn't let me do it, but he lets his really good friend Lisa do it.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, she's our receptionist down in physical therapy and occupational therapy, and he'll let her do it.
Very interesting. Well, so let's talk about those young children. How does Chip relate to them? How do you use Chip to work with those young children?
Oh, he does really good. Like, I have a little guy that's in a wheelchair that he talks by using a switch to activate a loop tape that will, you know, somebody's recorded for him, and then he can say his phrases. And so when he gets that done, then he gets to have Chip up on his tray and pet him and all that. And so he's used his reward with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have one little girl that we taught her how to brush her teeth. She wasn't too interested in it at all, in doing it herself. So we let her brush Chip's teeth first, with his beef-flavored toothpaste and his toothbrush. And so Chip just sat up there and let her do it. And then when she was done, she decided she wanted to do her own with her own toothbrush and toothpaste.
Just amazing. So let's move to the older crowd. Now, as you go into the hospitals, I'm assuming you have some people who have chronic diseases, but you have other people who are just kind of in and out. What are some of the ways that you work in your occupational therapy job there?
Well, one lady that comes to mind is I had a lady that had a stroke, and she'd been in the hospital a good week, and we didn't know she could talk, and brought Chip in for his visit, and she just right away started talking away to him and telling him how she, telling about her dog and that, and she was eating her dinner, so she had and when she fed herself some, then we gave her Chip some of his treats and that, then she'd feed herself, and then she could feed him. But the nurses had no idea she could talk either. They were coming in, they're like, we didn't even know she could talk, but talk right away to Chip, but none of us.
So. She didn't have anything to say to the rest of you, I guess.
That's right, I guess.
Very interesting. I think, and I'm guessing you've studied this a little bit, that it's just amazing what we're learning about the pet, whether it's a dog or other pet, relationships with people and the bonds and relationships that form there.
Yeah. And especially the nursing home, I found a lot where those newer-style walkers with the seats on them, people like to put Chip up on that seat and then give him a ride, and he just loves it. He just sits there, and they'll walk. They'll do all their walking and get their exercise, just pushing him around. And
So he's a motivator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he really is. And you know, I use him, too, for, like, because I work on trying to get people to reach or to do fine motor things, so they have to reach out if they want to pet him or hook the leash on, you know, just doing some of those fine motor things that gives them a reason to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or breaking the food up so he can take little bites or things, so just getting them to use their hands different. And I have one lady that likes to actually brush him, too, so she gets to do some of that, and she won't brush her own hair, but she'll brush his, so...
Now, I'm assuming that, and maybe we kind of mentioned this, occasionally there are people who have never had a good relationship with an animal, and so probably Chip isn't going to be with that person.
Right. If they, ahead of time, we always, they're always told about Chip and whether they want him or not, and if they don't want him to visit, he won't be in there because some people have allergies or they just aren't real crazy about animals or dogs in particular, and so he just doesn't go in those rooms.
Just think real quickly, one last story about Chip, whether it's in the hospital or it's somewhere else. Tell us another story about Chip.
Well, well, guess what? The funniest thing comes to mind is my sister and brother come over to on Saturday nights to my house, and Chip likes them coming. He loves playing with them, but he gets tired and wants them to go home at times. So we were playing Trivial Pursuit one day, and he decided it was 9:30. He wanted to go to bed, and he wanted them to leave. So he climbed up on my lap, climbed up on the table, and laid down in the middle of the Trivial Pursuit game. And
that was that.
And that was it. We were done, and he was ready for us to leave and go to bed.
Oh, funny, yes. Well, we want to thank you very much, Martha Poland, for visiting with us and just telling us a bit about Chip and kind of reminding us of how important those relationships are with animals. So thanks again for being on Backyard and Beyond.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.